Warning. This program may contain language that could offend some listeners. Fur Affinity News is an independent production and does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Fur Affinity staff.
Hello and welcome to The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. You totally thought this was The Daily Show. You did, but it's not. Actually, this is Fur Affinity News, bringing you the highlights of Fur Affinity and the furry art community. I am your host, Two Griffin, here to prance and yell for steak because I got my new FA icon from Bombbird. I demand that you look at the cuteness that is me and wet your pants with jealousy and rage. How is your winter treating you, folks? The weather report for the planet Earth? Around the top, fucking cold. Around the bottom, fucking hot. And in the middle, it's balmy and smells like feet. I hope you're all doing well out there and looking forward to all the furry fun to be had here at the beginning of good old 2009. You may have noticed that there was a few changes made to the FA user policy recently. And if you're like some other furries, your mouth might have dropped open and this sound came out. Well, if that happened to you, then you're certainly not alone. That sound seemed to be coming from everywhere in the forums. I won't recreate that sound for you here, but I will say it sounded like a band of pissed off sand people sucking on helium balloons. What was all the whining about? Well, it seems that one particular change in the rules regarding computer-generated art has caused some folks to think that CGI has been banned from Fur Affinity entirely. The fact is, they didn't read it closely enough. The new policy reads, "Submissions made with renderers must contain a significant user-created content. Pre-packaged and downloadable models are not permitted unless they contain significant modifications which would distinguish itself from the original model." What does this mean for us? Basically, a lot fewer images uploaded by furries who open Poser and then smash their face against the keyboard until a picture falls out of it. So fear not! Computer art is still allowed on Fur Affinity just as long as you actually create the damn thing. Personally, I think expecting to get praised for hitting a render button on a model you downloaded from the internet is just lazy. Remember, no one is born an excellent artist. They all had to learn. Don't be a bag of winners! If you want the attention an artist gets, then you should make the effort to learn to make art. Hey, besides, that's just that much more art out there for the rest of us to look at. Incidentally, this policy also means there will be a lot fewer screenshots of Second Life avatars to sift through, and to that I can only say, praise holy Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. On the other hand, if you really like those Second Life screenshots, then I have good news. I know a place on the internet where you can go and see all the Second Life characters you want. It's called Second Life! In other news, did you know that it's officially Griffin Month? It's true, at least according to the artist Penn. And if Penn says it's Griffin Month, then by the greasy nipples of Zeus, it's Griffin Month. You see, Penn's gallery might be new, but he's been doing art around the fandom for years, and he's got a great idea. He decided that to give himself some art practice, he's going to draw a Griffin picture for every day of the entire month. That's a big damn pile of Griffins. So far, it looks like he's going with themes like Beach Griffin, Science Griffin, and Space Griffin. I'm just waiting for him to start running out of ideas so we'll, you know, get to see things like born-again Muslim terrorist Griffin, geriatric Alzheimer's Griffin, wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube Griffin, or drunken Tourette syndrome Griffin. Oh, wait, that would be me. Fuck! Ass! In any case, you might be wondering if I mention this just because I'm biased towards Griffin, and yes, I did. But it's also because I think it's a really good idea. Any good artist will tell you that the only way to become a better artist is to practice. And an idea like this could be good practice for you and fun for everyone else at the same time, regardless if it's Griffin Month, Coyote Month, Llama Month, or Hermaphrodite Draco Wolf Slugtar Month. So if you'd like to improve your artwork, it might be a good idea to follow Penn's example. You'd be surprised how much 1 month of drawing every day can improve your work. Well, in searching through my files, it looks like I'm short on news stories. Perhaps I should search for a story on penises. Or even search for a story about people searching for penises. That might be good to research. But as to why, search me. I'm sure you've already guessed the common theme I'm getting at here. That's right, penises. And just
Coincidentally, they're a lot easier to find on Fur Affinity now. Just a few days ago, FA's long-awaited search function went online and it's working just fine. Listening to the chatter about it on the forums, you might notice a little joke when you use this feature. Every now and then, you might just get a little bit Rickrolled. Personally, I thought it was a bit funny. Hey, a little playful joke from the FA staff, right? Well, this little joke is being bitched about by everyone. Well, not everyone, but, you know, a lot of people. And not really a lot of people, just, you know, some, like, a handful of people. Okay, it was like four. Four people complained. I've got a new show here. I have to grandstand something. Some of the people thanked the staff for the feature, but said now that they have it, they don't know what to do with it. Well, the obvious answer is search for something. I'm sure someone at some point in your life has asked you if you've found Jesus. Well, search for him. You might find him. I did. And let me tell you, Jesus is into some weird shit. In convention news, I'm sorry to have to report that further confusion is over. Furries from all over the world have dragged themselves and their PCD back to their homes and are currently huddled in the shower like a rape victim crying and playing with themselves while looking at all the fabulous art they brought home. Ah, isn't being a furry wonderful? And the good news is a lot of that artwork has been uploaded right here so we can see it too. Also, if you like looking at pictures of the cute fursuiters bouncing around, I can't begin to tell you how there are more recent fursuit pictures from FC than Russians who are drunk at this moment. You could throw a fox and hit an FC fursuit picture right now, so definitely keep your eye out for those. And uh-oh, looks like we have something coming here.
It's your furry fan tip of the cosmos!
For those of you coming back from FC, here's a little tip on how to keep our wonderful group of artists happy. You see, artists like to keep portfolios of the work they've done. They want to have a collection of all their efforts when they're old and on their deathbed so they can look back at the havoc they wreaked on common morality just before they go rosebud and fall over dead. Now that's not too much to ask, is it? Of course not, especially with all the hard work they've put in. The problem is, when you go to a convention and you pay one of these hardworking artists to make a drawing for you, that's the last time they see it. They hand it over to you and you say tee-hee and frolic off to the ice cream and dildo social. And it's very likely that the artist may never see that picture again. And then the artist will be very sad. And he will start to draw suicidal bats that cut themselves and write emo poetry. And then you have to drag him out in a field and put him down. And that's just a damn shame, you know? But there is an easy way to make sure this never happens. Just remember, if it's at all possible, once you get home from a con, scan all the original art you got there, like sketches and con badges, and send a copy back to the artist. Trust me, they will be extremely grateful if you do that. And then they'll be able to fall over dead as nature intended. So all you furries just returning from FC, get those scanners scanning. And for all you addicts out there slapping your veins and waiting for the next convention fix, Furry Week in Atlanta is coming up soon. Now, you may or may not know this, but FWA has gone through a few changes since last year. In the first place, they've changed dates. FWA this year will be from March 19th to the 22nd. And their second big change is location. They've moved to the luxurious Hilton Hotel in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. According to their website, the new hotel will offer three times the space as the old hotel, which means we can get three times as fat and still fit in there! Yay! Online registration is still open and hotel space is still available. For more information, visit the Furry Weekend Atlanta website at furryweekend.com. You might think that FWA is the next convention on the old list of furry events, and normally it would be. But this year, you are wrong!
Behold, a brand new convention is scheduled for February 20th through the 22nd. It's called Furry Fiesta, and it'll be at the Crown Plaza Hotel in North Dallas, Texas.
I'd like to be able to give you a bit of a review on this convention, but
nobody's ever been there. This is their very first year.
So if you attend Furry Fiesta, remember to write a review so the rest of us can check it out too. But remember, you have less than 3 weeks before this event begins. Pre-registration is closed, but you can register at the door for $40.
And hey, while you're down there, car bomb George Bush's nuts for me, would you? Let's take a break.
Hey, nice tackle, Steve.
Thanks.
Say, Adam, your butt doesn't seem as firm as usual. Is anything wrong?
Oh, you noticed, huh?
Right away.
Oh, Steve, it's my local comic shop. They closed down, and the one across town doesn't carry my favorite anthropomorphic's comics. I've felt droopy ever since.
Hey, you know, the same thing happened to me.
To you? But your butt's as firm as ever. How do you do it?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley Comics. They have hundreds of the best anthropomorphic's comics, and you can order them all online.
You mean no more trips to the comic store?
That's right. Rabbit Valley will send them right to your door.
Well, that's great, but you know I like hentai, too.
Rabbit Valley has hentai. Books, art prints, games, toys, they have everything an anthropomorphic's fan needs, and you can get it all online. Rabbit Valley accepts all the major credit cards, and they ship all over the world. Just go to their website at rabbitvalley.com, and you'll see how easy it is.
Wow, I can practically feel my butt getting perky again already.
Hey, with Rabbit Valley, you'll be a tight end in no time.
Rabbit Valley Comics. www.rabbitvalley.com.
This week's FAN featured artist is Saber Wolf Hunter. Now, you probably won't hear me talking much about the real-life photographs on Fur Affinity. This show is about furry art, and it's a little bit difficult to make furry photography art since there are no actual hyperphallic, sex-crazed anthropomorphic creatures running around, which can be a good or bad thing depending on how much KY you've got. This artist, however, is a very interesting exception because he does photograph anthropomorphic creatures. And right now, you're probably saying, oh my god, that is so impossible because furries are, like, totally not really real. I mean, like, yeah, it's like, where would this guy even find furries to take pictures of? Oh my god. Well, that's the amazing part, because the answer is everywhere. In tree bark, stains on the sidewalk, a fire, the clouds, everywhere. This guy has the amazing and probably certifiable ability to see the faces of furry creatures in just about everything he looks at. They surround him all the time, peeking at him through piles of snow, watching him from the leaves in a bush. Does he scream? Does he run away? Does he jerk off? Shit, no, he takes pictures of them so we can see them too. So go on over to Saber Wolf Hunter's gallery and check out some of the awesome photos he's got there. If you stare at him long enough, you might start seeing furries everywhere too. Personally, I would jerk off. And now on to the FAN Art Awards. The award this week for best music goes to Cherished by Lurian by the musician Karuno. Let me tell you, judging the best music award isn't always easy. There's production value to consider, as well as originality, skill, atmosphere, and a whole bunch of other things. But in the end, I think it's really about how moving a song is. How much it makes you feel something. Even though there's a very simple piano piece here, I thought it was the most emotional piece of music recorded since the last show. The Romance Award goes to Sweet Embrace by Kiwaku. Completely work-safe drawing for you Fox fans out there. It's definitely a romance piece, but it also has an element of fun with bright colors and patterns, and the central theme here is obviously love, and not enough foxes fall in love. Okay, who am I kidding? The Cutesy Award goes to Chibiscake by the artist Mitternacht. Again with the chibi things winning the cute awards. What the hell's going on here? I don't get it. Chibi must be like Swahili for melt your face or something. Though in this case, it probably means cute little dragon monster with a cake, because that's what it is. This picture features Saberwing. I don't know if it was a commission or just a gift, but either way, it's cute. The Hot Award goes to Scraps084 by Mudwolfie. Alligators. Let's talk alligators. Let's talk alligators getting undressed. Let's talk about alligators being strangely aroused while getting undressed. See, now you're starting to get the picture. It's a simple image, but the character is definitely hot. This week's Style Award goes to The Sea of Light by Alex Grimm. The artist of this picture claims that he created it in 20 minutes, and it does have a slightly rushed look to it, but that's part of its charm. I could actually see this picture being on the wall of, like, a classy dance club or, as a blacklight poster. The creature appears to be some kind of dragon, and the colors shift from, more natural grays to outlandish purples, almost making the creature look like he's part real and part fantasy. I really thought this was an attractive picture, and I'd like to see the artist make more like it. The Comedy Award goes to Anthro Eats by Cerberus. Here we have one of my favorite artists on Fur Affinity. I am completely a drooling Cerberus fanboy. And this time she went for comedy in the form of a comic strip. It's just a short thing, but I think that anyone who's ever been berated by some snobbish twat for what they like to eat will get a kick out of this piece. The WTF award goes to Otter Turntable 3 by Sigel. I have no idea exactly which part of my brain this animation disturbs, but if I came home and saw this in my room, I would scream and jump out the window over and over and over until I was dead.
There needs to be a word for weird and creepy at the same time. You know, weepy, maybe.
The Best Prawn Award goes to Tight Fit by Stray Dog. Is it work safe? No.
This is a commission from Sito, and there's definitely a few kinky elements involved. I've never been particularly fond of the picture-in-picture internal detail technique, and in fact, I think it sucks. But in this particular image, it's not very intrusive and it's easy to ignore, and the rest of the picture is rather steamy, especially if you like size differences.
Finally, the Best Art Award this week goes to Family Portrait by Maradragon. This piece is just gorgeous in an almost sinister way. It's a family portrait of dragons who appear to be posing for a picture. You have to admire the lighting technique in here. The design is beautiful and there's just enough style to make it interesting. I think you'll definitely be able to admire this work whether or not you care much for dragons. And that should do it for this show. Congratulate all the winners for me and let them know about the show. We like to try and keep the artists entertained as well. If you have any announcements about the furry art world, whether it's a fur meet, a website opening, or any event relating to furry art, please send an email to 2@ranting-griffin.com. Also, remember that advertising slots are open for you furry artists and business owners out there. That's all we have for you for this show. We hope you'll join us again for the next edition of FA News. I'm 2 Griffin, and your furry art tip for the week is... always draw with your left eye closed.
That's the one Jesus looks through.
See you next time.